for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Hi, Dennis. I just was giving you guys a call regarding the marketing material you sent us.
Sure. I can look into it for you. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you happen to have the reference number available on there by any chance?
The long reservation code, is that what you want?
Right.
Okay. 2311-0501-0037-7472.
7472. Great. And this is for Colorado Environmental. Looks like research. I think they try to spell research there.
Resources, but that's fine.
Resources. Okay. I'll correct that in our system here. And this is Mitchell?
No, my name is Miguel.
Miguel, they misspelled that too. I apologize, Miguel. I will correct all this for you. And this is the best number to reach out then. Is this your work number or mobile number here?
Office number.
Office number, great.
Extension is a different extension, and today our inbound calls are down right now, so I don't know if. But anyways, normally, yes.
Gotcha. Gil went ahead and corrected that. This is the office number that you called in from, and resources is the name of the company. Just wanted to correct that real quick for you. And so just based off what I see here, it looks like your company was a good, came back as a good reference on us or for us, so we were able to pre-qualify you guys for financing for either equipment or working capital. I guess from your perspective, was there anything that you're looking at in particular that I can answer for you?
Are you guys different than an OnDeck, or I mean, what's the process? I mean, on here, all I see is that you guys offer, it looks like, longer terms. At least that's what you're promoting. So I just want to get a good idea where you're at on that side, and see if it'd be a fit for what we're looking to do.
Well, yes and no. We have OnDeck type loans available as well. We do have terms up to 3 years on. Secured financing as far as working capital goes, and we also have loans for equipment that go up to 5 years that are, much more traditional. They can be compared to like maybe a car payment or a car loan, for example, just, 1 monthly payment with the term. And so, I mean, honestly, it just really depends on what you're looking into. Were you looking for just more of a working capital type loan, or?
We are. Definitely some inventory for sure, some equipment. The thing is, where we're looking right now is we have an IOU financial that's out of refinance option, and same thing with OnDeck. And so, really what we'd like to do is get those taken care of and then have some extra capital. But I don't know if you guys work that way, because we have two other ones right now. We'd be better off using one of them.
Well, we actually do syndicate through OnDeck, so I'm very familiar with those guys. We get their in-house pricing. We've been working with them for quite a while. So as far as OnDeck goes, I have nothing bad to say about them. They're a public traded company, and they've definitely made their name as far as unsecured working capital goes out there. If you were to go through us, like I said, we have those type of loans. It'd either be weekly, daily, or monthly as far as a payment goes. Unfortunately, I wouldn't know exactly till I got the approval, but... do you have an approval through OnDeck, or are you currently with them by any chance?
Yeah, we're currently with OnDeck and IOU Financial. So do you guys work through OnDeck, or are you your own separate bank and funding?
Both. We do syndicate from time to time. If there's industries, then we'll, that we don't work with, and we'll outsource it to companies of OnDeck, for example. But no, we do our own financing also. We've been out for about almost 15 years now, so... we do use our own funds when we can, and we'd like to obviously always use our own funds, but sometimes there's where it makes sense where we don't. But as far as working capital goes, I mean, we do offer positions in this case that we might be able to pay off the IOU and become a second position option for you. I'm not sure how far you're paid into those current loans, though. Do you know what your balances are combined on those two?
Yeah, combined's about 70 or 65, roughly.
65, okay. And what was the gross revenue?
Yeah, right around there.
65, 70, okay.
I think one's 33 and one might be real close to each other.
Okay, gotcha.
We'll say 70.
70 works. So that's a good number to work with then. So currently you have about $70,000 in working capital that's unsecured. As far as your company's revenue last year, do you know what the gross revenue was last year?
I think last year is 1.6.
1.6, okay.
Or right around there, 1.45 maybe.
I wonder why. So it sounds like, well, based off what you've told me, I know OnDeck usually will lend right around 10% of your annual revenue, your gross revenue. So you may have paid that down quite a bit, from what I can tell, unless they issued you a
short. Yeah, original with OnDeck, I believe, was 133.
Okay, that sounds about right then.
Well, we did two. We had one, and then we did a different one.
Gotcha, okay. That sounds about right as far as what they would lend based off your revenue there. Well, I mean, to be candid with you, as far as what I'd be up against, I know OnDeck's renewal options, which apparently you've experienced, they're pretty good. They're pretty competitive. You know, if you're a client of theirs, they will take care of you. Are you there as far as a second position? From my experience, I've seen quite a few other approvals for clients, you know, that I've worked with in the past, and they're pretty competitive as far as a second position company goes on. You know, a second position option for a business. I wish I had a better answer for you as far as what kind of approval I get, but if it is, comparable to what you currently have, it should be I would feel a better option. You know, hopefully
okay.
A longer term.
You doing that. I think I got my answer. Dennis, thanks for being open and honest, brother. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
All right, take care.
You too.